Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Mishnah Daf Mem Vav, the very last daf in the Masechta. We're going to be starting Mem Hei Amud Beis about halfway through the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah of Elkachim Kal Adam V'chulu. And if you don't understand, it's on Chav Vav Amud Alf, about a quarter of the way in. And today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Eliyah. So we mentioned a number of different plants in the Mishnah, in Zaroi Negino as well. Different garden seeds are not edible. And we had said in Elkachim Kal Adam B'Shvias that they're allowed to be purchased from anybody on Shemitah, and that's because there's no issue of Sfichin with these things. Now, Rabbi Yirmi asked the following question. Would Karkamin be mutter because of Svichin? And the question over here is, what's the reason to not be geyser the Isser of Svichin on something? Is it because it's not food, like Zarei Negino of the Mishnah? Or is it because it's not Nishmar, it's not cultivated? And Karkamin is not a food, but sometimes is Nishmar. So would it be also because of Svichin or not? And so Hazan Rotan Chom Bar Yirmi, he asked the following question about Tunin. We have a Mishnah that says, HaChashad Al Shviyas, if someone's chashad that he's not careful with produce of Shemitah, Ein Leichen Menu Pishtan Afilu Sarok, you're not allowed to buy flax from him, even if it's combed, meaning it's already way past the plant stage. It was already processed, you're still not allowed to buy it from him. And Upishtan Lav Kisman Hu? Isn't Pishtan flax, just Kisman, just pieces of wood? And still we see that there's an Isser. It must be that even though it's not edible, we could still be Guzzers and Isser Svichin. However, Amr Rechinen Ob Ibn Zara, Rechinen says that no, the reason why you're not allowed to buy flax is because of its seed. The seed of the flax plant is edible and will be Guzzer Svichin on the seed, and Mimela will answer the entire flax plant to be purchased from somebody who's Chashal Shemitah. However, Rahman Amar Ibn Zara, Rahman asks, you think it's because of the seed? Vatanin, we have a Mishnah that says, if a person is suspect that he's going to sell truma and try to pass it off as chulin, you're not allowed to even buy water and salt from him. Now, is chamemer mayu melech b'nei zarai? Are you able to say the reason why you're not allowed to buy water and salt from him is because of the zera? There's a seed, it grows from the ground. Lai, obviously not. Water and salt don't have any truma issues, so that's not the reason why you can't buy it from the guy. It's mishum knas, because of a knas. We penalize the fellow that since he sells truma and passes it off as chulin, we're not going to buy anything from him, even something that has nothing to do with truma, like water and salt. And avhacham yishum knas. So to over here, the reason why we're not going to buy pishtan from a person who's chashar al shvias has nothing to do with svichim, has nothing to do with the seed of the pishtan, it just has to do with knas. We penalize him that we don't buy anything from him. Now Menachem Bar Mavsima, achoy de yonason kippa, he says, b'shem rav ami, pishtan al kachas mkal adem b'shvias, the pishtan flax could be purchased from anyone on Shemitah. However, a clarification of this, hadad etemar b'she'enu yedea im chashad hu im enoy chashad. This is only if you're unsure. You don't know whether or not the guy is chashad on Shemitah, so as long as you don't know about this guy, you can buy it from him. Hadbar bari shu chashad aser. But if it's 100% clear, everyone knows that this guy is chashad al Shemitah, so then you're not allowed to buy flax from him. We're going to talk about something else. Zuga, that's the name of this fellow. Krivid Rabba Bar Zavda, he was a relative of Rabba Bar Zavda. B'shem Rabavo, he said name Rabavo. The Bekia, this is some sort of plant. No kachas b'kalad b'shvias, it's allowed to be purchased from anyone in Shemitah, because there's no issue of svichin. Mem vav amraf on top, Amr Rabbi Yis, he says, Masniso loy amar kain. Our mission does not say that. We have to add in the word loy over here. What does our mission say? All these types of seeds that are not eaten don't have any Shemitah related issues. V'toni Allah, and a Braisa was taught on that, adding the following in, Zara Istis, Zara Kaitza, Zara Bekia. So we see that the seed of Bekia is not a problem. Ha Bekia Atzma, Loi. But the Bekia plant itself is not included in this, which means it is an issue. So we answer, Dilma Deloyas Amris, El B'She'eni Yodea, Im Chashud, Huim Eina Chashud. Maybe Rabbi Vo was only saying this, that you're allowed to buy Bekia from anybody in Shemitah, if you don't know whether or not the guy's chashud, so you could even buy the plant from him. Hadabar bari shu chashud aser. But if we know for sure that the guy is chashud al Shemitah, so it could be Rabbi Vo would agree that it's aser to buy it from him. So no question. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said zara lofo elyon, kenemas nisa. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. Zara hasilion shalof. This is referring to seed of silion shalof. Another way of saying this is lof hashaita. There's two different types of lof. There's lof hashaita and regular lof. This is referring to the lof hashaita and not regular lof. And lastly, the Mishnah told us sha'afal pishavi and truma v'chulu. And this was telling us that even if what we have right here was truma that was planted and now it regrew, it's still permitted to eat 100%, because even though we already know that gedulei truma is truma, that's only by something which is edible. However, the things over here that we're talking about are not edible, and therefore we're not geyser that gedulei truma are truma. And we have a story about this. Chada Isa, havaloy arbuzin de truma goy kafta. There's a woman that had a whole box of yerbuzin of truma. This is some sort of yarek, and nafon leginta utsamchun. It fell into a garden, they all sprouted, they all grew. So this is gedulei truma. Also, uvu kumir abyechanon vishara. This question came to Rabbi Yechanan, and he permitted it. Now, Amalei Rechia Barval asked Rabbi Yechanan, V'loi mas nisahi, isn't this our Mishnah? You're not saying any chidushim. What does our Mishnah say? Sha'afal pishavi and truma hare ilu yechelu, that even though the father, meaning the original plant, was truma, it's allowed to be eaten, for the reason that we just explained, that even though usually gedulei truma is truma, since the thing that's growing from here is not edible, so we're not geyser. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan responded to Rechia Barval, Bavlaya, Babylonian, because he came from Bavel, min degas l'chachaspa ashkach tamar genisa. It's because I lifted the piece of pottery up for you, you found the pearl underneath, and at Amar of Lav Masnisahi, you're telling me, oh, isn't it a Mishnah? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan's telling him, you're 100% right, this is the Mishnah. It's just that you wouldn't have understood what the Mishnah was saying if not for the fact that I would have paskened like I did right now. And so you're asking me, well, isn't it a Mishnah? Yes, it is a Mishnah. But again, if I wouldn't have said what I did right now, you wouldn't have understood that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And that's why he's using this lashon of pottery and the pearl. I lifted up the piece of pottery, meaning I said this halacha, and Mimela, you found the pearl, meaning now you understand that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Hadron halacha ikar shalom uslikla Maseches Maaseres. Mazar finishing the last parak and the entire Maseches Maaseres. Just like we're going to finish this Masechta together, we should be going to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechta, Maaser Sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.